The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let's go sunning. It's so good for you. Let's go sunning. Neath the sky of blue. Greet the sun.
What was that?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Game Society Podcast, episode number 61. It is I, your host, Sober, returning from a week, maybe two, absence. Last week was the holidays, so obvious reasons there. I technically could have recorded Monday and Tuesday night, but distracted, which is becoming more and more easy to do, if you will. See, my game time's limited, and now that M is working nights, it's even more limited because I don't really get to start until 9 o'clock instead of 7 or 8. So, I can play a little bit before, but I gotta leave at 8 to go pick her up and give her the car. I don't get home till 9-ish. So, yeah, it eats up an hour to two of time that I could be playing a game. So, I stay up a little later, and I told myself tonight I was gonna stop at 10:30. Let me tell you, it's 11:21 at night. Just opened up a Heineken, the last one from Chris. I'll go ahead and plug that show right now. Go check them out at retrocore.podomatic.com. Just listen to the last week's episode today. We'll be listening to the new music show tomorrow. Last episode of the normal show, they did, what you call it, Wizards and Warriors, a childhood favorite of mine. Did a fantastic review of that. I was very pleased. And Boyne's Blob, comparison between the original and the reimagining on the Wii, which I will say that looks gorgeous. It actually looks like a lot of fun. It's one of those games that I'm interested vicariously, in the way that I like to watch him play it a little bit here and there, and I'm like, yeah, I could appreciate that game, you know? So, anyway, go check that out. Once again, retrocore.podomatic.com. Not really going to do any news today. It's Tuesday, by the way. I don't remember if I said that. It's the 1st of December. Last night was technically the anniversary for Gaming Core. 2 years now that we've been doing this whole podcast stuff. And I've been a little slacking off lately. And, you know, not really sure where that's going to go, but you know, it's just getting harder with another kid involved, which, mad props. I appreciate what Chris said about everything on his show. Go check that out. But, you know, it's just getting to where time's a little more, like, there's too much shit that I want to play. And I think the format of the show might be a little looser now. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to stop doing the news the way it is and just kind of talk about what, you know, I remember happening today instead of doing research and stuff. But I'm still going to be doing reviews as time allows. So I'm going to kick today off with a review of Modern Warfare 2. Not today, this episode. There we go. I'm going to take a drink of Heineken first. I'll go into that in a little bit. But Modern Warfare 2. Alright. This game has ups and downs with me. Right off the bat, loved it, and then I got to where I didn't really like the maps. Well, I finally got to where I like about 3 or 4 of the maps, and then the rest of them are just eh. So, we'll go with that. And for the record, I'm not judging the single player. One, I have not beaten it. Two, to me, that's just like a little bonus extra, you know? It's not something that... I mean, yeah, I would say this one, much over World of War. God, that was... I played that, and I was like, really? This is a story? But World of War was not... I really had to force myself to play through that. And I was just doing it for the trophies, I'm not going to lie. So, but this one, though, I had fun when I was playing it. So, the story's not bad at all, really. So that's all I'm going to say about that. My grade does not judge the story or anything like that. I'm basically going solely going off of multiplayer. The maps, I've already said the map. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm going to start this a little different. I'm going to give my score first and then say the reasons why. That way, I talk about the game and then I score it. And then I pretty much repeat myself because I'm trying to defend my score. So we're just going to cut out the chit-chat and get straight to it. This game, I'm giving this game an A-. After much long, hard debate, it went from an A to a B+, to an A- to an B to an A to, it flip-flopped so much. I finally decided on an A-. And here's why. This is the reason that it's getting an A-, in an A score and not a B. First and foremost, this is by far the best. There's a cat staring at my face. He's like got his hand on my shoulder, peeking around the corner, looking at me. That's Onyx. That's why. No, it's not. No, it's Jade. Okay, no tail. Anyway, he's got his hand on my shoulder. He's like looking over my shoulder, like, "What's up, guys?" Don't do that. God damn it. Where was I? Fuck. I hate it when that happens. First and foremost, the reason this is an A game and not a B game is it is the epitome of a casual shooter. It is the best. It does it the best. This game can and will, if you let it, suck you in. The level progression, once again, that's something that like people that aren't really into shooters, but they kind of like them. It can really draw you in. You just want to keep playing. It's like, oh god, I'm so close to unlocking this gun. I'll play for one more level. The cat's trying to drink my Heineken now. But so the thing that Call of Duty 4 brought to shooters was revolutionary. And this game is not revolutionary like Call of Duty 4. It is, however, a great step forward, whereas, World of War wasn't really. It was just another Call of Duty. I mean, it was good. I'm not going to deny that. It was fun for a while, but it wasn't a step forward. What they added, vehicles, cool, sure, whatever. That's nothing awesome, in my opinion. I thought the vehicles stinked in that one. Better than some games, but I don't know. I'm not big in vehicles. In most cases, I shouldn't say that, because me and Viking have been tearing shit up in the ATVs and the Humvees on Bad Company 2. That game's great. But this is a game that someone that is casually into shooters, like, can play them a little bit here and there. Like, can play and enjoy, you know? Even if it's for a short period of time, they're going to have fun. You're going to have fun playing this if you like first-person shooters in the slightest bit. That's a fact. One of the reasons why it's not like NA+, and this has been prevalent in a lot of Respawn games, a lot of games that have Respawn, is the term spawn camping, which, ironically, my stepdad does. He told me that, like, I go up to his house for Thanksgiving, and he's talking about Call of Duty 4, how, oh yeah, I used to be good at Call of Duty 4. Like, I knew exactly where they would spawn, and I'd just tuck back in a corner and just unload on them with a machine gun, and I was just facepalm. Ugh. I'm not big into that. I'm sorry. If you do that, whatever. Like, he's licking the beer bottle. Wow. I don't see the fun in that. I mean, I'm sure if you're drunk, it's funny, but, like, if you're sitting there seriously doing that just to level up, you have no life. I'm sorry. I said it. There you go. That totally takes the fun out of it. But if you're in that, those games aren't as bad. They're few and far between, you know? They do happen, and when they happen, oh my god. If you get on a team, this is the reason now I play Mercenary Team Deathmatch. Because that way, parties are not allowed. Unless I'm playing with friends, then I play Mercenary Team Deathmatch. Because you get a group of spawn campers in there where everyone, like, posts up at a spawn point, and we got slaughtered one time. Me and Cole got slaughtered one time, and we were pissed the whole time. It was stupid. Every time you spawn, bam, kill. And, so yeah, that was pretty shitty. Let's see. The perks, what they added was, the kill streaks, the way they made the kill streaks like customizable in a way, like how you pick when you use whatever. Like, for example, the UAV is at 3. You already have 3 of them unlocked. The UAV, the drop, the random mystery box drop, which is pretty cool. They've added a shit ton of perks. Some of them are similar, but not too much. So that's at 3. The drop is at 4, and then at 5 is a... there's something else. I don't remember what it was that you start off with. An attack copter, I think, or something like that. Did my phone just die? What the hell? Is my phone ringing? Get up, Jade. Ah, I guess I better pause the fucking show. Fucking great. Awesome. Oh, alright. That was him. Anyway. Yeah. 11:30 at night. Gotta love her. What was I talking about? Killstreaks? Yeah, I think I was talking about killstreaks. Well, the way you can, after so many levels, you can unlock a new one. Like, you pick between, like, there's a list of, like, 20. And you unlock another one. And you can pick, like, okay, I want the one at 3, 5, and 7. Or 3, 4, and 5. Or 3, 4, and 10, you know? I mean, you kind of pick on your play style. They've added a bunch of new weapon, little gadget things. They've added a few new camouflages, which is awesome. To me, I've said it before, but the camouflages in 4 is what made that game a lot of fun for me, is like trying to get headshots and shit. Whereas getting headshots in World of War, which granted, you couldn't do that in that game. I mean, that would just be stupid. So I'm not saying they should have, but, you know, there was no extra incentive to use that weapon after you maxed it out. Like, I've maxed my M4A1 out, and except for my extended clip, which you got to get like 40 through wall penetrations with full metal jacket on your thing. They've added the heartbeat sensor. Oh my god, some of the perks and shit on here. Like, martyrdom is gone unless it's a death streak, which brings me to another thing. The death streaks they added, for a while they're not useful, but once you get up into the 20s, or yeah, I think it's the late 20s, whenever you unlock martyrdom, you start getting grenade kills that way. Because, yeah, if you're starting to suck, then, I mean, yeah, I like the kill, the death streaks. I had it on painkiller for a long time, which is extra health for 10 seconds, boosted health. And I would just rush out there with a shotgun and just start spraying shit and get a couple kills that way sometimes. But no, just some of the shit that they've added. Like, I love the heartbeat sensor. I use the heartbeat sensor and something else. I think maybe the red dot, maybe? No. What the hell do I use? Maybe the silencer. Yeah, and then I use a cold-blooded, which makes it so that attack choppers, sentry guns, and UAV doesn't see you on the UAV. And yeah, I mean, I just sit there and... Oh my god. Ever since I found that combo out, once I like started working around with the different perks, I started using that, and I've been doing pretty good since then. I haven't played it in a couple weeks. I'm not having withdrawals like, oh my god, I gotta play. Like, Chris, give it back. Because I let him borrow it. But I will admit, I want to play it. But just not bad enough to, you know, be like, oh my god, let me have it. I have Borderlands now. So, I mean, overall, the graphics are great. Improvement in graphics. Everything is, like, a step up. It's not just, you know, another Call of Duty. It's a step forward. Once again, for the 100th time, I wish that Infinity Ward would separate off from Activision and, you know, make their own shooter and publish it from, like, I don't know, EA or something. Because I'd be a little more behind it. And, you know, me, I don't support Activision. However, by any means necessary, buy this game new, used, whatever, it'll get some game time from you. I mean, it's a pick up and play anytime, you know, especially if your friends are playing it, you know, it makes me want to play it. Anytime I see him and Cole both on, I'm like, fuck. So, anyway, there you go. Once again, A-. See, there we go. See, I didn't repeat myself a whole lot. I'm not going to review Borderlands right now, but that will possibly be this week, if not, probably next week. So I might save it for next week. But I am so incredibly pleased with that game. If I do review it, M's got to be on with me. Because, yeah, that game is just too good. She likes it too, so we play it together. It has split screen co-op, and one of the problems that I have with the game, though, which I'll get into more in the review, is no custom soundtracks. It really pisses me off that I think Sony needs to make it mandatory that they add custom soundtracks to the game. Because, yeah, I think it's kind of lame. Like, I could understand if you're online, no custom soundtracks, you know? That should be the cutoff. That's fine with me. I don't understand. I don't care if there's no custom soundtracks whenever you're playing online. But if I'm cruising through Borderlands by myself, then I want to listen to some tunes. And it's just so much easier right there on the fucking PS3 than having to go and maneuver through iTunes and like, well, I want to listen to this right now. And then have to get up and go back. I mean, yeah, fuck, I'm lazy, okay? All right, there, I said it. But, I mean, seriously, the feature is on the PS3. They made a big hoopla about it. Everyone, like, cried and whined, myself included, about wanting to get custom soundtracks on the PS3. Like, oh, God, that'd be so awesome. Oh, my God. But no one fucking uses it. At first, I thought it was Sony. But then someone informed me that it's the developer's decision to use it. So, yeah, that's fucked up. So, yeah, I'm going to email Gearbox and be like, hey, guys, any way to get a patch for custom soundtracks? Because this is just kind of lazy. I mean, to be brutally honest, I think people are being too damn lazy. So, drink of Heineken. I've also been playing SOCOM a little bit, and I've been sucking at that. Like, I've actually been sucking at that. Been playing too much first-person shit, which it sounds like is only going to continue because it's looking like I'm going to get Rogue Warrior, which is the Bethesda tactical first-person shooter. Yeah, so I'm interested in checking that out, but not too much. So Black Friday was last week. I know Sony sold 440,000 units, Nintendo Wii sold 500 something thousand units, and the DS/DSi sold over a million. Go figure. But that's in one day, people. One freaking day. Yeah, it's nuts. GameStop had a sale, buy two used, get one free. You guys know how I feel about used games. And as has been said, Chris has said it, I say it, it's a touchy subject, but I always try to encourage people to buy new games. Especially if you really like it. So, I did some stuff that, I mean, I don't regret, but, you know, I felt a little bad. I'm not going to lie. And I guess that means I'm a true gamer, right? I mean, I did really feel bad, but I did it. I went to GameStop and got three used games for like a little over $100. 117 including tax plus resubscription on my Game Informer, which technically only cost me $3 because I saved $12. But anyway, that aside, we stopped in at the one at in Oklahoma City because we were on our way home from Oklahoma City. We stopped in there, and oh my God, it was packed. I mean, that place is a pretty much like three times the size of our GameStop, maybe four times. I'm gonna say four times the size of our GameStop. It was from the register, three quarters of the way back. There were four lines. Yeah, it was nuts. And I was just gonna buy Borderlands new, but because you know that's all I wanted, and I didn't want to buy it used. But at the same time, I really wanted to get two used games and get another one free, you know? So we was trying to look at used games, but of course they, for Black Friday and that sale, they jacked everything up. Instead of like normally 50, it was like 55, or instead of 40, it was 50. You know, I mean, just outrageous prices. I expected it. It's understandable, but it was still shenanigans. So, but we couldn't find anything that we wanted that was cheap. So we skipped out. We stood in line there for about 5 minutes. And I said, oh, fuck it. We're just doing the one at home. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's only like the second time, guys. I do need a drink, though. There we go. So we left, and we get to Tulsa. We decide we're going to stop in there in Tulsa because we need to stretch our legs, back, stuff like that. We stop there, and we go into that one. It was still pretty busy, but line wasn't near as bad. Not near as bad. Oh, my God. So, and this is at 11 o'clock in the morning. So, maybe 10. No, it's like 11. 11 o'clock in the morning. So, the sale's been going on for 3 hours now. And I would have thought a lot of these used games would have been snatched up, but they weren't. Because I see Borderlands up there used, so I just grab it without even thinking. Because what I told her is, like, well, if Borderlands is used, I'd like to pick that up. Because then we can just get another one, get another used game, and then get one free, and that takes care of Christmas. I hate doing it, but we'll do it. She's like, well, we're poor, so you know what? Fuck it. You know, she doesn't feel the same way I do. And she does, but at the same time, she doesn't. So, you know, she's a little more lenient because, God, we're poor, and she, you know, yeah. So anyway, I was going to take this opportunity to pick up a couple of good games. So I picked that up, and I was about to pick up Red Faction Guerrilla because I've really been wanting that game. But I see Fallout 3, and I just, out of curiosity, there was three of them there. I flipped the first one back, nothing. Flipped the second one back, same thing. Third one was Game of the Year Edition, so I grab it. I was like, all right, pick a game. She couldn't find Little Big Planet Game of the Year Edition, which is what she wanted, but she ended up finally getting Little Big Planet anyway. So we walked out of there with three fantastic games. Borderlands, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, and Little Big Planet. So yeah, I'm possibly going to be buying the DLC to Borderlands that came out last week, but I'm looking to get that, so maybe if I get a PSN card for Christmas, I'll pick that up. Because I will play it. It's 46 hours of gameplay, but which is about the same as the add-on content for each add-on pack for Fallout 3, same price. So I'm okay with that, and more shit to explore, more shit to kill, more guns. I mean, I can't complain about it. That game is addicting in its own right. I've been playing some Borderlands, I've been playing some SOCOM, I've been sucking at that, I've already said that. I've been playing a little bit of Battlefield Bad Company 2, I've been using a medic class, and I've been fucking racking up points. The last two games I played tonight, I was number one on our team. Me and Viking usually play on a squad, you can only talk to your squad. Well, that's kind of cool, but kind of lame at the same time. I guess I kind of understand why they did it, but yeah. It kind of sucks at the same time. So, it'd be more fun if more people had it. But, I've played it about the same amount as I did with Mag before I started kind of coming down off of it. And I'm not really down off of it. It's still a lot of fun. And because it's tactical, but it's not... If you guys are just running around killing, then you can still win, you know? It's not like... I guess I shouldn't be talking too much about either one of these. Fuck! I want to talk about them bad. But anyway, no, this game is... Oh, my God. I'm really digging it, and I'll keep you guys informed on if I continue digging it, so to speak. It's definitely going on my rent list to check it out, which Mag is too, by the way. But, so that being said, like I said, Rogue Warrior should be shipping today. I guess that's just going to close out this segment, and I'll see you guys maybe tomorrow, maybe in a few days, but I will see you after the break. people. That beer is almost cold. Almost cold. All right, we're back. That was an extended break because, I don't know, I feel you have to hear a little bit of the chorus in order to get the whole bit of the song. I mean, that's like one of the my favorite video game songs of all time. That's Price of Freedom from Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core on the PSP. If you own a PSP, then you owe it to yourself to play that game, whether you like Final Fantasy or not. Great. If you like RPGs, then even action games for that matter, fantastic way to get into both RPGs, Final Fantasy, or just a good PSP game. All right, anyway, so today is Wednesday, hump day, if you will. October, nice. Yeah, we're living in the past now. December 2nd. There's a little bit in the news that I wanted to talk about today, and that's about it. That would be, I'm sure you guys remember the last episode. I think it was last episode. Maybe it was a week before. I talked about how EA was bringing back the Medal of Honor series. Now, I said the only way this is going to work is if it's in a modern-day setting. Well, after I take a drink of beer, we'll discuss that a little bit. Ooh, canned Budweiser. It's been a while. Basically, they are going to take a modern setting. It's just going to be called Medal of Honor. You can follow them on Twitter. You can follow them on Twitter at Medal of Honor. Basic, you know, very basic, simple. The thing that I'm excited about this is DICE, who makes the Battlefield games, one of which I've been playing all night for the last 3 hours. They're making the online component for this game. It takes place in modern day, Afghanistan. This is, next year, and it's slated to come out next year, 2010. What this really interests me. Like, my interest is very piqued. I'm extremely excited. A little bit of history of the Medal of Honor games. The Medal of Honor was created by, currently, Infinity Ward, but it was before they were Infinity Ward. The main people that worked on the Medal of Honor series and why it was so badass left Infinity Ward and left Electronic Arts and formed Infinity Ward and went with Activision. And then they started making Call of Duty. I think the first Call of Duties, honestly, I think they sucked. I did not like them. Medal of Honor was so much better. The online was great. That was one of the first PC shooters that I'd played online in a long time, probably ever. And I played it a lot, too. Just great game. Of course, Call of Duty, I think they finally found their niche with Modern Warfare. Infinity Ward, like I said last night, totally stepped up the multiplayer. But Battlefield, outside of vehicles and stuff like that, that's the only thing I don't like about Battlefield is the vehicles. Like, I don't mind the ATVs and shit because I like the ATVs. That's fun. I'm not big into tanks and shit, though. But it's coming out next year. Next year is when Treyarch is going to be releasing their Call of Duty game. Or maybe some other new studio. Because, if I remember right, Activision said something about them hiring another studio to work on another Call of Duty game. So, yeah, that's kind of scary. God, that's really scary. Anyway, Battlefield, though, like I said, the vehicles is the thing that kind of... So I'm hoping that this doesn't have vehicles. Of course, it will set it apart from Modern Warfare, but still. DICE makes a real solid online game. They've really grown... I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but if I remember right, Battlefield 2 came out before Call of Duty 4. I know that much. And Battlefield 2, if I remember right, had a type of level-up progression system that... See, I'm trying to remember what shooter started this whole thing. Of course, Call of Duty made it famous, made it, quote-unquote, perfected it. I mean, there's other variations that are still good, but Call of Duty's is obviously the most popular. But as far as... I honestly think DICE started it with Battlefield 2. And I could be wrong with that, but we'll just leave it at that for now. I'm not, like... gonna be mad if someone, you know, corrects me, but I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. But I really look forward to that game. And I really look forward to seeing it go head-to-head with next year's Call of Duty. And, of course, we all know that Call of Duty's coming next year. We know that. We know Treyarch is most likely going to be the ones making it. Treyarch doesn't bring new shit to the table. I mean, granted, they did good with a World War II shooter. They made that good. I will give them props for that. I'm not saying World of War is a bad game online at all. What I'm saying is they don't bring anything new to the table. And basically, that was just Call of Duty 4 set in World War II times. Whereas Call of Duty 6, otherwise known as Modern Warfare 2, like, totally took everything forward. It wasn't a huge leap or anything, but it was a progressive step forward. So I look forward to seeing if Treyarch is going to do anything modern. I look forward to seeing if Treyarch is going to bring anything new to the table, unless there's just going to be another Call of Duty Modern Warfare ripoff. So, I mean, Treyarch is hanging on the coattails here of Infinity Ward, and that's how I see it. That's my firm belief in that. I don't like Activision. I do not like Treyarch. Infinity Ward I like. So, I'm, like I said, for the 100th time, this is news to me, like, that I'm extremely excited about, me personally. Like I said, I played a lot of Medal of Honor. I love the games. I was kind of skeptical at first, but then once they started announcing a little bit about it, I'm sold. I'm really interested in playing it. I can't wait to check it out. For the 100th time again, DICE makes great online games. The Battlefield games are fantastic online. Which I've been playing, like I said, Battlefield Bad Company 2 for the last 3 hours, and it does not feel like 3 hours. So, yeah. That's roughly about it. Trying to think. I got a couple more trophies in Borderlands. I'm 54% complete. That's about it, really. So, I just thought I'd come on, bring you that bit of news, and play that little selection of music. And I think that's going to be it. So, all right, we're going to go to a break, and we'll return when we return. Welcome back. It's actually Monday, the 7th of December. A little bit of a problem in the fact that it's just been so hard to motivate myself to do this lately. I think the fact is I enjoy playing video games too much. And considering my time is a little more valuable. And, there's a few people that listen, and I love you very much, all of you guys, but it's not a mass product, so to speak. If it was a little more, of course, I would make myself do this. Not make in a bad way, just make as in, it would be easier for me to convince myself to stop playing a game and come do this. So that's, like I said, I don't really know where it's going. It's just kind of throwing that out there for everybody. That being said, not a lot's happened in the past week. Like I said, it's the end of the year, so we're all just kind of wrapping up, playing games that we've missed, catching up on games, getting ready for awards and such. But, speaking of which, I've got the GameSidey blog back up and going. It's blogspot.gamesidey.com or something like that. it's something along those lines. Hold on, I can tell you right now. It's gamesidey.blogspot.com. I've got a few posts up there as of today, one of them being Life in a Beta. I kind of go through my thoughts on being part of a beta. So you can go there and check that out. I'll be putting up articles from time to time on there. Follow me on Twitter, of course, @Sober, S-O-B-A-E-R. and you'll be able to. I got it to where it automatically posts whenever a blog's done. So, yeah, I got a few more ideas for a few more articles. Probably going through weekly releases and kind of doing the pick of the week type thing. So yeah, there's that. Gamesidey.blogspot.com. Or once again, just follow me on Twitter. That's honest to God the easiest thing to do. You can get it. I mean, I've been posting updates. I've been playing Wet. I got that today. Last time we left off, then we didn't know what I was going to be getting. but no, I ended up getting Wet today. And wow, that sounds horrible. It's all right. It's not great. It's better than what I thought it was gonna be based on the demo. Demo didn't really give me enough. It didn't get my feet wet, if you will, wet enough. But I'm in there now. I mean, I'm in there up to my shins now. It's not bad. It's got its moments. I was really pissed off earlier. Once again, you can go check me out on Twitter and you can just see all the updates. I mean, that's where it's at. I'll be reviewing the game later on. Still need to review Borderlands. I'm going to be waiting for that, not doing that just yet. I did beat the game, so that's amazing and good. I can chalk that up to another game that I'm beating this year. So yeah, I'm going through. I'm 75% through with my trophies. All I really have is get to level 40, 50. There's a race I need to do. And I need to go in. I need to do all the little class actions, which will take me probably about an hour a piece, maybe a couple hours each. Not too bad. So I'm getting close to wrapping it up. 564 trophies, I think, or 62, something like that. Yeah, I should be getting, there's probably about 10 more I can get through Wet. I'll probably end up beating Wet. I am not quite halfway. So, yeah, a couple more nights and I should have that. Let's see, where should I leave off? Oh, yeah, the news. The only really big thing was, whatchamacallit, EA announced another announcement, Dead Space 2, which, wow, who saw that coming? Oh my god. So yeah, I need to kind of go back and play the first one now. So yeah, there's that. That's about it, people. We're gonna wrap this up before I yawn too many more times. Hopefully no one heard that one. Let's see, I've already done plugs, I'm pretty sure. If not, I'm sorry. So yeah, I think that's about it. I'm going to actually head to bed. It's about 11 o'clock now. So I'm going to go lay down in bed and read Hatchet, because that's what I've been reading lately. Yeah, let's see. I thought about playing some Pokemon, but you know, yeah, that's a nerd. But then I realized, no, I'm kind of waiting for Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Let's see, anything else? I don't think. Alright, yeah, that's got to be the last yawn. Oh, man. Alright, people, that's about it. We're going to wrap this up. So, shout out to everybody listening. Thank you very much. Send me some comments. Send me some praise. Your thoughts. Something. It'd be fantastic. GameSidyRadio@hotmail.com. Once again, go check out the blog. Give me some of your opinions on that. It's just as easy for me to write as it is to do this, but less editing time. Yeah, I think that, all right, people, I think that's it. So we're going to close this out next week, or something like that. Next podcast, you should be hearing, whatchamacallit, what are we going to call it? Borderlands. I'll definitely be doing that next week. And probably be doing Wet. Or I'll be doing one of the two. Maybe I won't do Borderlands yet. Maybe I'll wait till I get to level 50 for that one. Yeah. Oh, wait, maybe, but no, seriously though, should be a couple reviews next week. As far as news goes, I don't know, there's not really a lot going on, so maybe I will do two reviews. You know, people, take it easy, go play some games, enjoy yourself, that's what life's all about, right? Peace.